This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, and we're coming to you today live from the studios of WCQS in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. When Erica was a kid, she's here in Asheville now, but she's originally from Detroit. She was the only girl in her area code with a modem, and she ran a computer system from her bedroom. Later on, she would start one of the first freeform internet radio stations from her closet, Erica.net. Today, Erica is a Detroit techno and electro producer, and she helps run the Detroit label Interdimensional Transmissions, and she's performing as part of Moogfest tonight. But before she does, we'll get a preview here on The State of Things. Erica, welcome. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
It was so exciting to talk with you about 1,200 baud modems when we were on bulletin boards. You started out that way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's completely different times.
It is now. But so what were you doing then? What were you looking for? Who were you chatting with?
I was looking for information back then. I mean, it was a whole different universe. You had to work so hard to get, you know, find out about how things worked or to get, you know, programs or to just speak with people.
No web browsers. So we're, you know, nope. Using that crazy language.
All text.
All text. And 1,200. So we can send messages. Were you interested in music at that time? How old were you? Like, this is when you were around 10 or 11
years old? Yeah, this was like when I was about 10, 11 years old. And I was really active and through about being 15 or 16. You know, at some point I became really interested in music and that kind of took over my extracurricular activities. Early on, though, I was looking at, you know, I was definitely talking about music to people on the forums and stuff, but I was also just getting a lot of general computer information.
Mm. Well, were you interested in techno music originally?
Not yet. You know, I was really interested in electronic music because, you know, electronic sounds were so much a part of the soundscape of being a kid in the 80s, right? I mean, every video game, every TV commercial, all the pop music, I mean, everything was electronic by then, right?
So tell me about this radio station you started.
In 1999, I had amassed by that point already a giant MP3 collection because I was working at radio station WCBN in Ann Arbor. And I was volunteering there and doing a lot of time on the radio, and I started wanting to hear all of the music that I'd collected outside of being at my house because I was never home, so I started streaming.
So you had your own radio station. Was that in the closet?
Yeah, it was in the coat closet until it was really running out of my closet until about 5 years ago.
And there were no MP3 players back then either. So no. What you were streaming, I mean, you were having to line those things up in a
I had a bunch of hard drives. I mean, at the time, wow. You had to have a computer with a stack of hard drives in it that was like, you know, half a person's height, you know, in order to.
Will you give us a sample of your music now?
Yeah, absolutely. I will play for you a track called Gardeners, which is off of my album Hexagon Cloud. Thank you.
Erica live on the State of Things, a song called Gardeners from her album Hexagon Cloud. She's going to be playing tonight here at Moogfest in Asheville. How much of that, when you play like that and you're actually producing the music live, how much of that is improvisation and how much of it is the song we'd heard on the album?
So the entire arrangement is improvisational. I'm kind of just pulling the pieces in and out in real time and deciding what to play depending on how it feels at the time and what's going on with the audience. The actual melodies and the rhythms that are part of the song, that's all pre-programmed. But how I put it together in front of, you know, happens, it flows.
How different is it for you to perform like you're going to do tonight versus being, you know, getting into a studio and do multi-track kind of things?
It's a really different feeling because when I'm performing in front of an audience, I have all of that energy from the crowd coming back to me. So that really affects, you know, I might play, you know, a bass line again for an extra minute if it's going over really well or something like that, right? So,
And so what motivates you, or kind of what's the aesthetic when you're in your room mixing? Do you mix a piece or do you just try to do it live to tape and then forget about it?
It's a little bit of both. I kind of try to jam it out and do a live take to multitrack, and then I go back and refine the arrangements before putting it on a record.
Will you do another one for us?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
You're listening to Erica live on The State of Things. We are live here in Asheville, and so is Erica. She's here from Moogfest as well. And I have a question for you, Erica, in terms of your, you know, there's been a lot of discussion lately, and maybe for a long time, about electronic music, that electronic music community, you know, and gender inequality. You are one of the few women, it seems to me, in this industry. Do you feel it? Is it?
You know, I don't feel that I've been denied any opportunity or anything like that, you know, but I definitely, over the years, have felt, you know, I've been in situations where maybe people haven't believed that I was capable of doing what I was doing, which was the same sort of stuff that I ran into being a computer programmer, being a really technical person as a teenager and even as, like, you know, a middle school child or whatever, right? I've always been a female in a very, very male universe. And
am I guessing right? Is it because of all the stuff that attracts more men or fewer women to the business?
You know, I don't even know. I don't understand, like, why people do or don't like different things, or if it's really because of gender, if it's just because what people like, right? Yeah. I mean, I feel that anybody who wants to do something or has a passion or is interested in, I mean, the opportunity is there for us.
Well, how did you get into it?
I got into it because, you know, I loved music, and I was very technical, and when I was working volunteering at the radio station in Ann Arbor, one of the very first people I met was the person who I run the record label with now, and at one point, he had a project that was ongoing, and the other member quit, and he handed me a drum machine and said, "Can you join?" And so that's how it began.
But it's also an aesthetic, right? I mean, there's being comfortable with the technology, and that is one thing, but also you're listening for something. I mean, how do you create, and what are you listening for when you put a piece together?
I listen for what I want to hear. Mm. You know, I don't even know how else to describe it. You know, I sit down in front of my synthesizers, and I just start turning knobs and listening for a particular sound, you know.
And is it melodic? I mean, do you make reference to sort of acoustic music or music that's made other ways, other kinds of melodies and other forms, and make reference to that and bring it into technology? Or is it particularly the sounds that these machines can make?
Well, you know, it's about what the sounds that these machines can make, but I'm almost definitely influenced by other kinds of music. I mean, I've been a lifelong lover and listener of everything, almost.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm going to ask you to play us out, but first I want to thank you very much for being on the program. Thanks, Erica.
You're welcome.
Erica is a Detroit techno electro producer, the founder of Erica.net and Freeform Internet. It's a Freeform Internet radio station. She's going to perform tonight. Did I get that right?
Yes, tonight.
You're going to be tonight, 9 o'clock.
9:30, New Earth, yeah.
All right.
I think they changed the time on us.
All right, so 9:30, New Earth in Asheville, and you can check out her Boiler Room performance on our website. You did that?
Just yesterday afternoon on the Moog Factory floor.
Oh, fantastic.
It was fantastic.
A lot of fun. You can check it all out at our website, stateofthings.org. We've got the links. We're going to let you play us out, but first we want to extend a very special thank you to our friends and colleagues here at WCQS in Asheville. We appreciate station manager Jody Evans and program director Barbara Sayer for their warm welcome and their generous hospitality. Also grateful to Dick Cole and Tom Spate for their vital technical support. And of course, our program, as always, is produced by Laura Lee, Nicole Campbell, Megan Modafferi, and Anita Rao. Robin Copley is our technical director. Brent Wolf, the news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Erica.